Don't worry about it.
Cotty, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh my gosh.
You miss me?
I did miss you. Last week we had Lisa on talking about Social Agent, which it was fun. And also, we missed you. Yeah. I needed you to reel it in.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. But it's exciting what she's doing.
It's amazing, really. I was an Ojai Valleyan, so now I'm back.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
So this week I want to talk about doing our best and respectfully failing at doing our best and resolutions for the new year.
I've been thinking about it.
So I'm going to start this off with a little intro, a little different format than we're used to. Every year around this time, we all quietly decide that this is the year we become better people. Not different people, just better ones. More evolved, more disciplined, less reactive, people who drink water on purpose.
True.
We set resolutions like we're pitching a show. And then out of nowhere, that show just gets canceled in like March or April. And it's not that we don't want to change. We do. We just want it to happen gently, preferably without discomfort, inconvenience, or anyone noticing our flaws. So, basically, I want to know why it's so hard to be good. It doesn't sound fun. Today, we're going to talk about why we try to do better every year and why we almost always fall short, and whether that's a personal failure or literally just the human condition, because I've been thinking about this a lot. Just as humans, we're like so wired for this, because maybe growth isn't about becoming someone new. Maybe it's about becoming slightly more honest and lowering the bar just enough to clear it. So that's my thing. I just think we're always trying to do better. We're always striving to do better. And sometimes we make big strides. Sometimes we make little strides. But at the end of the day, we all are sort of set for self-destruction.
Totally. I mean, we take big swings.
Yeah.
Prolon, dry January. We take big swings.
And do you think that's just you and me? Or do you think that is everyone? Do you think that's all humans?
I think it's human nature, but we do take big swings. And with you and I, it's like we take one big swing, we knock it out of the park. The next one we miss, and the third one we go, nah, fuck it. And we walk away. Because it's something about discomfort or change in the routine that's disruptive to me.
But also, like, being good doesn't seem fun.
It seems rigid.
It seems like it's supposed to feel rewarding and healthy, but it feels almost just boring and like you're missing out. It almost feels like you're not like living, right?
It doesn't feel like spontaneous and fun.
I read something the other day in some, I don't know, some inspirational quote on Instagram, and it said, if you had to live a month in the person you love the most's body, how would you treat it?
Oh, no.
And how would you want to return it?
It'd be a baby.
I mean, even if it's your 20-year-old kid or your husband,
I know,
or your mom.
Or your parent.
But how would you treat that body? Very differently than you would treat your own, correct?
Maybe, yeah. I think so.
You're like, we're going to dabble.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know.
I thought that was just an interesting perspective.
I don't like that perspective.
Why?
It's too much. I can't.
Well, it's extreme.
It's extreme, and I don't want to think about it.
And for a month, I could probably do anything.
You and I aren't fluid.
What does that mean?
Meaning?
You're not attracted to me?
No, very. Well, you and I are not fluid, meaning like there is no balance to our days. We are like extreme health nut, self-conscious, like obsessed. Or like the pendulum swings hard both ways for us. So I think if we had a little more balance in our lives, we wouldn't have this struggle.
Why don't we have balance in our lives?
Because we're fun.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think eccentric, fun people.
Cotty made me these little cards, aren't they cute?
Aren't they adorable? I think that it's just hard. It's hard. And then I did read on Instagram, because I think all these quotes are coming out for New Year's, and you know, that like discipline is proving to yourself you're worth the goal, or something like that, where I was like, well, shit. Yeah, like I just want to work on my self-discipline.
Well, that's my thing. It's why are we falling short every time?
think we put ourselves last.
No, I just don't like, it's like, we want this and we want this every year. We want this. It's not, and for us, I don't think it's just resolution. We're always trying to be like, today's the day, today's the week.
Always hopeless romantics, both of us.
This is the month. Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to dig deeper onto what is like realistic.
I don't think the goals we set are realistic.
Well, what do you think is realistic? What's one resolution you make every year knowing it's a lie?
Last year it was balance and diet, fueling my body instead of filling it. Here we are. What was yours last year?
Just, I think, to stop drinking.
Good job.
Congrats.
I don't even go there.
Guess what? That's again my resolution this year.
I'm already panicked about January. And then I'm like two things have come up where I'm like, got to carve out that date. And I'm like, why?
I always think, whether it's drinking or anything, uh-huh. I'm extreme. I'm an extremist.
Yeah, both of us are.
Yeah. So whenever I do anything, and even if that means cleaning the house or washing a car or, yeah. I mean.
It's not, we're not rinsing the car. It's going to be detailed.
Or I have another story for you, which is also an extreme of me just like I don't quit. I don't quit.
You
I go hard. And I think that can be really good, but it also can be self-destructive. So there's always one thing that I feel like I'm doing in my life that I'm like, if I could only eliminate that, then it would bring balance to the rest of my life. But that's not really who I am. And is that always going to be unhealthy? I don't know. I wonder.
But you appear to have it all together. You know what I mean?
Is it the bow?
You do. Can I tell you something lovely?
Tell me something lovely.
That a sweet human said about you this morning.
What did a sweet human say about me?
I don't even know how. Wait, hold on. Let me remember how it came up.
Yeah.
Oh. We were going through Mike's phone, his like guy group text chain, because he was trying to find something to show me.
Yeah.
And a picture of him and this chick showed up.
Yeah.
Like definitely out. Like he was in a suit. And I was like, what? And this chick had huge lips. Huge.
Yeah.
And she was just. Yeah. Anyway, so I was teasing him about that, and I was like, you know, you're so critical about me getting lips done, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And he's like, because if you are beautiful, you don't need that. And then he was like, by the way, I didn't talk to Sam at the holiday party.
I know,
like,
he didn't.
He was like, I barely said, he's like, I don't even know if I said hello.
I asked her on, I'm like, did Mike say hi to you?
He was like, I wanted to go talk to her and tell her how beautiful she looked. I go, what? He was like, yeah, she's never looked better. I go, oh my God. I was like, do you know? I was like, she just like dissolved her lips. He's like, she looks gorgeous. I was like, you should tell her that. He's like, I would have if I saw her.
Was it my outfit or just my face or
your
just
face,
everything?
Your face. Oh. I was like, she took the tattoos off. He's like, she had tattoos. I was like, yes. He's like, yeah, why did she do that? I was like, I don't know.
I still have lip filler in. Just less.
Well, he doesn't know.
Does he know you have lip filler?
No. God, no.
No. It actually does. It just moves better. The problem with lip filler, I still like the look of a big lip when it's done nicely, but it just doesn't move correctly.
It doesn't move right.
It doesn't move right.
Anyway, I thought that was so sweet. She's like, she looked beautiful.
That's so nice. I was like, I didn't talk to him at all.
I know.
But it's not like I really crossed paths with him either.
No, that's what he said. He was like, I saw her, but I didn't like run into her.
Yeah.
So anyway. You're gorgeous, baby.
Should we call him and see what else nice things he has to say about me?
Yeah, he's getting a biopsy. He's fine.
Why?
On his foot. Who knows?
What? What would it be? A mole?
A mole that came back weird.
Oh. A mutant mole. Okay, what's your January mood, you think?
Oh,
is it like hopeful? Delusional?
I'm always hope. I love January.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it is your birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
Yeah.
But I like January. It's like a fresh start of like routine again.
Uh-huh.
That's how I view January. So I go in super motivated and then it kind of fizzles out.
Well, I think that's what this whole premise is for me, this episode, is trying to dissect that a little bit. Like
why does it fizzle out?
Why does it fizzle out? Why do you feel like it's like another year and you haven't changed at all?
Right?
You know what I mean?
Like, I think about that every day. I'm like, I'll never be younger than I am today.
And I don't want to, like, change. I think that's the other thing. It's like, I just want to grow.
Grow.
And I want to be feel more mature.
You can't grow when you're waking up doing the same shit every day.
I know.
I know. And we talk about it all the time. We're like, how good do we feel? But boy, I feel good the other way too.
I think that's
just looking for trouble.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I think this year, you know what? Let's change the lens we're looking through.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to change. I think
yeah, like
we
why
need
does
to
self
balance.
This was one of my questions. Why does self-control feel like punishment instead of empowerment?
I think because
like for the little bit of empowerment, for the little bit of empowerment that you get is not worth the actual like of the other.
But I can't stop it.
That's the thing. So I still want the empowerment and the self-control, but like the other is like, that's like 20 and the other
feels
is like 80.
Such a treat.
Or maybe like 30, 70, but still, I mean, you're out, they're outnumbered.
I don't want to live like that.
No, I know.
Well, I don't want to live in either extreme.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time finding myself in the middle.
Well, that's the question. Does being good mean denying yourself?
No, not at all. Being good is standing right in the middle.
Have you ever been able to do that?
I feel like I'm doing it right now.
You know when I am able to do that briefly is when I've gone so far off the deep end and I'm like set my sights on being like a nun and then somehow like I give myself a little permission and then I'm like, oh, I'm very like, I'm very even
keeled. That's where I'm at right now.
But that doesn't, I can't stay there.
You could, I mean.
And I'm not just talking about alcohol. I'm talking about food. I'm talking about being on Instagram, I'm talking about, I mean, just like,
but I think it's
any
it's
kind like, of like, I guess, like, I don't know if it's reckless,
it's
but just reckless. Like things that aren't making you like feel things that aren't filling you up physically or mentally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're fun in the moment and then you kind of feel taxed by them later.
Yes, totally. Yeah. I think we have to set different goals.
Yeah.
I think an extreme goal for us does not work.
Does it work for anyone? You
I
know?
Think some people live in that state. I mean.
Are we doing it? Do we want this for ourselves or do we want it because other people want it for us? I think
I want
for ourselves.
It for myself.
Yeah.
I'm a better parent when I have balance.
No one really polices me.
No one does.
Which is good because I think I'd go insane. But then sometimes I, like if I was married to my sister, I would be like policed like all day long. Or if I was married to Jason, my brother-in-law, like they're
really?
they're like cops.
Cops.
Just like, just in everything, you know, they're like, they do lots of therapy. They're always calling each other out for different things, some of which may or may not be valid. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're very, which is exhausting, but also maybe positive because you know, they're not. Neither one of them are getting away with everything.
They're like accountability buddies.
Yeah, kind of.
It's exhausting. I couldn't be.
I can't
that.
Either. What do our worst habits feel fun? Why do they feel fun in the moment and then terrible later?
Because we don't have balance. Like, I called you that morning after my holiday party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even. Oh, no, you called me this 2 days later.
2 days later. And
I was
still
even,
in the same state.
Oh, really? I didn't even
it
attempt.
It was awful.
I didn't even attempt to talk to you.
Yeah. You know, I. But here's also a problem. When you're so focused with landing at that 50% mark of balance.
Yeah.
That sometimes you go to 120 and you're like, wow, I regret that. Like
yes.
The last 2 months, I've
that's
been at 50.
That's what I mean.
I've been like
yes.
Wavering at 40, 50, 60.
Yeah.
40, 50,
yeah.
60.
Yeah.
You're like, whoop, reel it in,
yeah.
reel it in. And then I just like, shots.
Or like you know? I'll make dinner and I'll be like, you know, be more patient with the kids. And then suddenly like the next day I feel like I'm entitled to just like not ignore them. But I'm
yes.
like, I don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
I don't have the bandwidth.
Yes. The next morning after my holiday party, I hadn't had carbs in 10 days because I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I genuinely don't feel good when I wake up, and I'm too young to feel like this.
Yeah.
So I knew my body was rejecting something, and I was like, let's start with, like, carbs. Let's just start there and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I had Benihana. It threw me over the edge. Next day, I was like, I'm done. 10 days off
Benihana
of carbs.
Is like a
it'll
brick.
Crush you.
Yeah, a brick to the gut.
So, and I only had 2 glasses of wine that night, and I was like, oof, why do I feel so awful? And I was like, it's not the wine. I've had 2 glasses of wine before. It was the combo of both.
Mm-hmm.
Mess. 10 days, no carbs. I feel like, I mean, the best I could possibly feel.
By not having carbs.
The best, because I'm not over drinking. Like, there wasn't like this endless void I was filling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In a weird way, with food and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then chasing it with like gallons of water. It was just like, I was like a rat on a wheel.
Well, I think that's it though. It's the treat based.
It's awful.
It's treat based though. Like as humans, right?
Yeah.
With like, that's what I'm saying. Like whether it's food or alcohol or weed or, I don't know, like mindlessly scrolling Instagram and things that just so like aren't
gluttonous
like,
things
gluttonous that aren't good for you. But that to me, I think it, like everybody struggles with that.
I do. It's like a human thing. But do you wonder, do people think about it as much as we do?
No, because I don't think everyone's as extreme as we are.
Well, that sucks.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so sick of thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So long story short, I stayed at 50, 40, 60.
Okay.
For 10 days. Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh.
And then you saw me that night.
Yeah.
I was flying. I could have shot off to the moon that night.
Yeah.
Like I was toasty.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up the next morning. And it was like, it literally was like a scene from The Hangover where I was like, I had this grazing table with like cookies on it. And I was like, today's the day. I'm going to make up for lost time. Randomly, when I woke up, I weighed myself. I am this dead ass true.
What?
Woke up, I weighed myself, and I was like 140.2. I was like, shit, still look good.
What is that low? Is that low for you?
It's fine. It's normal.
Okay.
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 I get an IV. I eat maybe, no exaggeration, 16 different Christmas cookies. I had cheesy bread. I had Jersey Mike's.
Did you feel good?
I had Chinese food at the end of the night. No, I was kind of just like, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
You know, like just like being like, today's my day.
Yeah.
I earned this.
Yeah.
I got on the scale after showering. I was 150.7.
The same day?
Same
no.
day.
Stop
one,
it.
I walked out and told everyone. They're like, that's not true. I was like, follow me. They're like, how is that possible? I was like, no idea.
Well, I'm sure the next day you weren't that.
No, I was 148. So yeah, I was just holding on to everything. It was like, I wanted to like treat myself with extreme like.
I think that's a coefficient of you just getting too drunk or drinking too
true,
much.
Yeah.
And then that's like you're just trying to like soothe. I don't think that's because you were being good before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's a combo of both though.
Yeah.
Where it's the treat-based reward. You know what I mean? That's, you're like, I've earned this.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the treat-based. But in general, even if you don't go that off for a beautiful holiday party. I mean,
I know.
It's not that weird. But like, you know, you're like, okay, well, I do this. It's like transactional still. Like, it's like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I want to get something that's going to make me feel good out of it, you know?
You know what's so funny with you? Like, I always admired you because, well, I still do. But like, I admire you because you have integrated exercise into your routine so seamlessly that you don't even think about it in a weird way. You know what I mean? It's just part of your day.
I think Lauren Klaben for that. I mean, I honestly like it's because, I mean, I always, you know, I come from an exercise family, but.
You weren't always like that.
No, but it's like a coefficient of like her workout being so fun and also her commitment to it. I've never met anyone more committed to anything, no. I don't think. And I swear, like, some days I think I'm like, she's the reason she's saving my life. Like, she's the reason that I'm not like literally like Jim Morrison, like in a bathtub.
Yeah. Why can't we do that with food and booze?
I don't know.
Exercise is technically harder to integrate into your schedule.
Well, but you know what though? You can do it. You get it done. And then I feel even more so feel like I deserve something.
Yeah. And that's only 20% of our progress.
No, but thank you for acknowledging that. That has been, I would, you know, oh, we did berries. We did things over the years.
We did so much.
We've always been like active. I wouldn't say we're not active, but I've never done something regular for that long that frequently for that long. And I think, it's been.
It was later in life that you and I started working out.
7 years, yeah. And if I go 3 days, like that's, I have to go a minimum of three, but I like to try to do like 4 or 5. But I know that's
four or five workouts a week?
Yeah.
That's great.
But no, it is the one thing. It is the one thing that I do.
You do. It's like you hold a standard to that and you're committed to that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't I? I've started doing it where I'm definitely working out more than I've ever worked out.
Yeah.
But I cannot do that with anything else for some weird reason.
I know. And you know what? Maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's the repetition and it's just you stick to it for long enough and then it just becomes
part of your day.
Becomes part of your like life, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, I look at people that meal prep and I'm like, there's part of you that's dead inside. Like that you want to do this every weekend.
Meal prep?
Yeah. A lot of people do it. Apparently, I follow all of them.
I used to really enjoy cooking, and now
I hate it.
When I do it, I do it much less. And when I do it, I do like it, but I don't love it. There's so much involved, and it could take your, because as parents, we don't have that much like time. So it's like could take all of your free time. That's what kills me.
Yeah, it's like committing to a meal.
And then not everyone.
And I don't have the creativity and patience for it. Where I go, ugh.
Okay, what's one habit you swear you're bringing back this year?
I don't know. What's yours? One habit.
I don't know. Maybe it's a habit that I never had that I want to bring back.
I haven't thought about
it. Maybe it is cooking for me.
I would love to start cooking.
Maybe it is cooking. For me, maybe it's cooking. I used to love cooking.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Ted is such a good cook that I'm like,
why can't? My sister-in-law Amanda told me the other day that she all of a sudden like loves cooking again. Maybe more than she ever did. She made latkes from scratch. And they were the best latkes I've ever had on the first night of Hanukkah.
No, why can't we get into that?
We can. It's like, I think it's just a matter of how you look at things in order to find enjoyment in it.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do in the new year when it comes to cooking. Let's think of three things that we're going to integrate into our lives to make it a fuller, more evolved lifestyle. Cooking?
Okay.
Let's find one recipe
cooking once a week. I was just going to say, that's feasible.
That's feasible.
That's well, not I was, us suddenly I was trying to say, go off as
you. We can do better than that. We can do two meals a week.
No, I won't.
Okay.
One's fine with me.
Then we find a meal.
Yeah.
And this is a commitment. We find a meal that each of us cook that week.
Okay. But does it have to be the same?
Yeah, of course. I don't know that
your kids like the same thing as my kids.
My kids have a very mature palate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try me.
Okay.
I'm the only one that doesn't eat salmon. Well, Lola too, but whatever.
I'm open to it.
Let's not make weird shit.
No, I also like putting things in the oven that just have to sit there for
like
5 hours.
Yes, I like a one sheet bake or I like a crock pot.
Yeah. Okay, fine. No, that's a habit I would definitely want to bring back. It's been like quite a few years where I have not.
Does Gabby cook?
She can. She's actually pretty good, but I don't have her do it because it's then she'd spend all day shopping or cooking. I mean, I definitely should have her do it more or help me like prep. She could just prep for me.
It's all about planning.
I know.
If like you and I woke up on a Tuesday, we're like, it's Taco Tuesday, throw something in the slow cooker and then we just need shells and tortillas.
Yeah.
Done.
I know. But even Friday's that's too pizza, much prep. So even telling someone to do it is too much prep.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway. Well, that's a good one. I like that one. Do you believe in vision boards?
I don't know. I've never done one.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Never.
Huh.
Not even close to doing one.
Really?
I haven't even thought about it.
I did because, you know, I love collaging. I have, maybe that's a habit I should bring back.
You should.
I was sort of like a world-class collager. I actually was singing to Dom last night and he was like, what did he say? He was like, oh my gosh, is this song on iTunes or something? He was like, wanted to pull it up on iTunes. And I was
I've been listening to you so much lately.
You have?
Yeah. My favorite song's Blame Me. Or Premonitions. I love that one too.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's like
and changing. Changing when you switched it to make it slower.
I love that. Those are good ones. Those are hits.
But I only have like three albums of the stuff that's on iTunes.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, there's definitely.
I would die for your library.
I don't even know how to access my library because it was like on so many computers ago. I don't know.
No.
I mean, they're somewhere.
Okay, good.
All right. Try me. Singing again would be a habit I would want to bring back. However, I'm just now starting to think it would be fun. Everyone said that to me for a long time, which is nice, but it's like not, hadn't been like.
Yeah, you need to, it's a reason or a season. You got to get back into it for your own.
I think if I get back into it, I need to start playing guitar again and just sitting alone and like vibing out like that. Cause that's where it all comes from for me. It's not like, you know, cause over the years I started to sit with producers and musicians and things. And now, what are you looking at? Oh, our time.
Yeah.
And that took a lot of what I loved about it away.
Yeah.
It became a different dynamic in the room with people that I was fine. That's not what I loved.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I really want my kids to learn, or one of them at least, to learn piano or something.
Ugh, I know. I wish I had stuck with that.
That could be, should we learn piano?
I would love to learn how to play the piano.
You know what else? I was just watching, somebody said that like needlework is really therapeutic and calming.
I would do needlepoint. I don't want to stitch or
no.
What's that called?
No, crochet. No, it's like a needlework booklet.
Yeah.
And it's calming and soothing, yeah. And you just like trace the things.
Would totally do that.
Would you be into that?
I would totally.
Should I order that for us?
Yeah.
I thought it would be interesting. Probably good for the kids too.
And we could make pillows. Like fun throw pillows.
This I think is more of like it's like a cloth workbook that you go through.
Fine. I'll start there.
You could probably adhere
them. I want calming things. I started playing a game on my phone where I'm like,
no.
Why? Why not?
What kind of game?
It's like a Tetris type of game.
And soothing to you?
Yeah.
I've just seen Jerron go down these rabbit holes with these games.
What? Ew, gross. What kind of games is he playing?
On his phone.
Yeah, I know. What?
I mean, he does like Sudoku and things that I'll actually.
Sudoku? Sudoku.
I've never played it.
Obviously.
Or Scrabble or, you know, things that actually involve mental capacity. But I don't know. But then I recently saw him playing this.
Like Garden
It's States. Not Bejeweled Blitz, but it's something like that.
Oh no, Duran. We're better than that. No.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, I guess that might be the key. I think that might be the key to growth and change. And it's not like about just not doing something or taking things away. Maybe it's about adding in other things that we enjoy.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Watch us start drinking more now that we're cooking.
It's a slow roll.
No, but I do think it's like filling out your space.
Yeah.
And it removes your ability to fill it with stuff that's not a positive impact on you.
Also, like as much downtime as I feel like I need, the busier I am, I feel
1,000%.
I feel happier.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been pretty busy lately.
Me too.
I like it. I feel like for every like day I spend socializing, I need like 3 or 4 days of like hiding under a rock.
I know. Someone asked me yesterday. They're like, oh, are you an introvert or extrovert?
I don't think you're as bad as me in that way.
No. And the guy was sitting across from me, a guy I work with. He's like, are you kidding? She's an extrovert. And they're like, oh, so being out and talking to people refuels you? And I was like, no, not in the slightest. Like, I'm not shy when I go out, but that's not how I get my energy at all. I want to be home.
I want to be home, but then sometimes I'll get surprised when I have to go do something, and
well,
then I'll come back and be like, "Wow, that was really great."
That's how I feel about this.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
I
do?
Like controlled talk.
Talk.
I like to talk to someone that I enjoy talking to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not in the mood, and then I walk away going, "God, that was so much. I feel so much better than I did."
Yeah, I had to go to this little like thing for school. It was like a lot of women that I. Some I know better than others, and it, you know, but they were all. It was just like good vibes and
Those small surprised
talk,
me.
Small talk, but not annoying small talk. I can't explain why there are varying levels. Like it was like playful, fun, complimentary. Like everyone was just happy to kind of be together, as opposed to that like annoying
forced
small talk. Yeah, and it was like I was there for like an hour and a half.
Perfect.
Went home. Was home by 8.
Perfect.
And I remember getting home and I was like, that was so rad.
Yeah.
I got a lot out of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm always wanting to cancel. I'm always wanting to get out of things. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I want to work on.
Oh, I'm not working on that.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to have some joy. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't take away my power.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
see people.
I like to, yeah.
I see enough.
Let's see. What do you think one way that you've actually changed last year that you didn't plan on?
I don't think I did.
No? Something you've stopped caring about and why it feels peaceful.
You can start on that question.
Something I've stopped caring about, there are moments where I still totally care what people think, but I think I've stopped caring as much of what people think of me. And it's my knee jerk to care and even in the most silly situations, but I can now talk myself out of it. Like, I'll be like, I'm not going to spend energy on that. Because I know who I am, and that person probably does too. And usually any kind of insecurity is me projecting that somebody else thinks something about me. And by the way, even if they do, they can. It's fine. I know who I am. So I would say that. I'm certainly not perfect, but I care less what people think of me. And that feels really, really nice. And yeah, I say no. I'm able to like say no to more things. And
that feels good.
Yeah. But also I know what the things that I do want to show up for too. Yeah. I don't know. As you get older, I just think that it gets
a lot clearer.
Yeah. It's a lot more clear.
It's a lot more clear.
You're more selective, but.
On how you spend your energy.
Yes. But then easier to impress in that regard because you're more selective at what you're exposing yourself to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think last year, something that I changed this past year.
Yeah.
I definitely changed. I've noticed that I fulfill other people's needs to get mine met. So I think, oh, if I'm a good mom, if I'm a good wife, everyone will be in a good mood, my day will be easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting angry with Mike for him carving out time every weekend to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me, I don't remember who it was like, you just need to just take it. Don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I'm working out in the morning.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be this big thing, but I've started doing that.
Yeah.
Like 3 times a week where I'm like, hey, I'm working out in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He really doesn't flinch. He's like, all right. Like I don't know why I deprived myself of carving out any amount of time for me.
I think I know that's a big deal. And when you just make it known and not like right 10 minutes before you want to do it. Like with Duran, like sometimes the night before I'd be like, okay, tomorrow I'm working out. Or tomorrow I'm doing whatever.
Yeah, it can't be
or
a fly.
Whatever the hell I'm doing. Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't have to be that far in advance. No. And then it's like you're less anxious. He's clear about the plan and you don't have to ask permission. But yeah, no, I think that's a big deal.
But do you ever feel like you talk to him about things? He's like, we never talked about this. And you're like, no, we've talked about it 1,000 times.
Not all the time, but that definitely happens. Or he'll do the same thing to me and be like, I told you that. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, well, when we don't believe it. Like, when we don't remember it, like, I don't think it really happened.
Like, 2 weeks ago, he had a holiday party for one of his, you know, YPO things. And normally, they're, like, very far west, like, on the west side of town. Yeah. And so it's hit or miss. Like, if he was hell-bent on me going, of course I'll go.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's tomorrow night, you know, I don't know, I have an RSVP. And I was like, where is it? And he sent me the email, and I looked, and it was actually, like, right here in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, oh, it's super close. Okay. No discussion about it after that. And then on Saturday, the night of the party, he's like, so who's coming tonight to babysit? And I was like,
what?
No one. He was like, well, you said it was close. I go, I said it was close. And then you never followed up saying you wanted to go.
So you guys didn't go?
He went.
Oh.
It's fine. It wasn't a big deal. But it's like stuff like that, you know? But again, there's just so much... Oh my God, there's just so much that happens, I think, when you're married a long time. Okay, this is actually funny. And if my sister-in-law listens to this, like my secret is out. Okay, but you can tell me because I'll keep it going if you think it's worth it. So earlier this year, I was supposed to make an olive oil cake. I actually have you ever had my olive oil? Have you ever had my olive oil cake? Did I tell you the story already?
Yes.
I told you the story, but I don't think I told our listeners. Did I? I didn't. So I've made a good olive oil cake in the past. You've had mine, right?
Yes.
So, but the last time I tried to make it, I don't know. I used a recipe that called for yogurt, and it was weird. I don't know. I didn't like it. So anyway, I was supposed to make an olive oil cake for, was it Rosh Hashanah, whatever, whatever you can't use like eggs and whatever for. No, not eggs.
Yeast or riser?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it riser? No, what is it? So it was, I think it was Passover, guys, if I'm right. And Duran comes home. We're like, I don't know. It was a busy day. He comes home and I had said I would make the olive oil cake. We were going to my mother-in-law's and he comes home. He's like, where's the olive oil cake? I was like, oh, I like didn't make one. He's like, no, you're joking, right? I'm like, no, I just like, completely spaced. Like wasn't even like, oh, I was going to get to
Wait,
it.
Were you surprised when he asked? You're like, oh my God, I totally
I was
spaced.
I didn't make it. Yeah. I mean, I remember saying I would, however many days prior. And so I'm looking everywhere. Like, where can I get, I think like John and Vinny's used to make one, like all the places. Oh, there used to be that little confection house on Third, which was amazing. They used to make one. And so nobody, I couldn't find one. So I was looking up like on Postmates, like who even would sell me like a slice of olive oil cake. And it was that Avra on Beverly Drive, that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Avra.
It's okay. Avra. You just don't.
So I called them and I was like, would you? And we were literally on the way to their house. Luckily, it's close to there. I was like, we're supposed to be there in like 30 minutes. And I was like, would you guys sell me an entire cake? And they were like, let us ask the kitchen. So they go and the guy, they come back. They're like, yeah, they will. But they're gonna have to bake it right now. So it won't be ready for 30 minutes. I was like, fuck yeah. So they, and my in-laws live like 5 minutes from there. So we go there, we get it. It looks beautiful. Like came with a side of like, I don't know, this like special sauce and like the hand whipped cream. I like sort of put that aside. And when I got there, I put it on like a plate. So, you know, I had a box. They didn't think anything of the box. Got rid of the bag. They were talking about this olive oil cake for weeks. Like literally, like even 7-8 days later, I think because my mother-in-law might have frozen some of it because there was a lot left over. She was like, this olive oil cake's divine. I'm having it with tea. It's just insanely amazing. I was like, thank you so much.
Stop it.
Okay. So then I asked Ron, I was like, should I like tell them? Like, I feel bad. And he's like, no, it's fine. So yesterday, Amanda texted me being like, I'm having a Christmas Eve party. There's going to be 100 people. Like, would you mind making that divine olive oil cake?
Are you buying another one?
So this is my quandary. So I'm like, okay, should I? Well, first of all, I do make a good one. But the last time I tried to, I do. Have you ever had
one? No, it does. But you don't want to show up and then be like, well, this tastes different.
No, I make a killer one. Okay. I just need to find that recipe. Because the last one, I don't know, was like, first of all, note to the world, never put yogurt in an olive oil cake. It makes it like more like a lemon cake and not that spongy olive oil cake. Anyway. So now I was like, sure, how many do you need? You know, because they're expensive. I don't know how she wanted like 4 of them. I would definitely have to make them myself. And then she's like, 1 or 2. And I'm like, what should I do? So what do you think I should do?
Buy them
and keep the lie alive?
Yes.
Yeah?
It'll be your running joke.
Wait, let's see if Duran answers because I meant to tell him. And then I can ask him really quickly why.
Oh my God, buy it though.
Yeah.
You should buy it. But wait, you can't put the side stuff with it.
No.
Because if people are like...
No, but I had the side stuff there. No one thought anything of it. As if I had like made this like compote and like...
Yeah.
But it wasn't like on top. It was just... Maybe they thought I bought that from somewhere. Let's see if he answers. I'm like thinking to myself, I need to kind of figure it out so I can tell them. Or I make a good one. Have you ever had mine? Remember a couple of years ago, I made them for everyone?
Wow. Look at him.
Lord. Anyway, okay. So that's my story. I think I'll come clean with her at some point. But
maybe
my
I'll
mother-in-law
order one on Saturday.
Loved it so much that I couldn't. It broke my heart. Also, I felt like a douche who just forgot. Like I was like, oh, I just forgot.
No, it's fine.
Expensive.
How bad? Like 120?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Something like that. Yeah. So there's that. What else? Yeah, I just I got to figure that out. She's doing this like huge party. Okay. What's, I have these questions, but I feel like it's kind of redundant. It's like, we just need to like, I think the answer to the resolution thing is
balance,
not like New Year's delusion. It's actually just doing things that are going to make you happier. And that doesn't mean taking things away. I think that's the key. I think the key is that trips me up is that I feel like that I'm taking so many things I love off the table in order to be good. Then I go off the deep end.
Wait, you know what's so funny?
What?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I went to BevMo the other night to get like weird shit. And mm-hmm. I saw my favorite tea. It's mm-hmm. stupid tea. It's mm-hmm. sleepy time tea. Mm-hmm. It's got the bear in the rocking chair.
Yeah, I love
chair.
The bear with the little hat.
The little hat.
Sleeping hat.
And yeah. the starry sky.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I haven't had this in forever.
Yeah.
Bought it. Uh-huh. Took it home. Made my vodka soda.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to make a big tea. And I have this like big mug.
You always say this with your tea.
Okay.
Your tea brings but you more joy than my tea.
But get the sleepy time. But I do the sleepy time tea and I take it to bed and it cuts off my drinking.
You always say that. It's great. I know, you should do more of that.
What I'm saying is by adding something,
yeah.
I'm actually subtracting another.
Oh, so you're not saying I can't drink tonight, but then you just do the tea and then the tea stops it.
No, I drink.
Yeah.
And then I go, ooh, I've got to make my tea.
Yeah.
And once I make my tea,
do you put honey or sugar in it?
Nothing. Okay. I put two bags.
Okay.
And I have a little Smeg that just heats up.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Is it electric or is it on
electric?
I like that. Yeah.
It heats up. So I like, it's so nice. Sometimes I put like a slice of lemon in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like having 12 ounces of water before you go to bed. And it's like an herbal tea. It's so good for you. But it cuts off my drinking.
That's a good one. I guess, and then big picture, like the existential question is more about just the human condition of we're all, I feel like everybody on the earth, we're all trying to like improve on something. We're all trying to like eat healthier, exercise more, sleep more, red light, sauna. Like, I mean, it's like we're always like, and I'm all about things that make you feel good, right? But it just feels like we're all constantly always trying. Listen, I like growth. I'm not against that, right? But doesn't it feel like we're all just little always. Hamsters, like trying to, like, why can't it just be easier for us to just be self-sufficient?
I don't know. Annie said something.
Because we're excess and like everything's excess. Annie too many choices.
A few months ago where she was like, was in our house. She's like, why are you taking all this shit?
Yeah.
I was like, because they're supplements.
Supplements, yeah.
And she's like, what do you feel like that you think this is going to help?
Yeah.
And I was like, do you not take supplements? She's like, no.
I go in and out of that. I agree with her because there's a few things. I love the chlorophyll drops. I like the Armra, but otherwise, I went through a time where I was definitely doing like more multivitamin, like the hair vitamins and the B. What did I OD on?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. But then at the end of the day, I just do think that your body knows how to balance and the less stuff, the better.
Yeah.
But I'm not against like any kind of pharmaceutical if you need it.
No.
But just the less stuff, the better.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not taking a lot of vitamins now.
I just take omega D3 and I take a Monday Muse.
I'm still very
which is a vitamin, Muse? But it's really for your skin. It's like a European clear stem.
Oh, I'm still gun shy with the D3.
You should be.
I know.
Why the fuck is drawing?
Should I start
that
taking
much?
It again?
No, absolutely.
Oh no,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, I don't know. I found a really good omega with the D3 in it.
Yeah.
I started taking that. Because I feel like it's good for your heart. I don't eat seafood, so I need to do something.
I need to start my statin that I have to do.
Yes, in the new year, please.
I know.
Start your statin.
I know.
It's time.
I know. No more kids for me.
Yeah, no more kids for you.
I'm like, I would not want to deal with another baby.
Ugh, I've been thinking about it constantly.
For you? This whole year I was thinking about it.
Whole year.
But now I think I'm good.
Lucky you.
Well, you're younger than me. You still have another year to think about it.
Please.
Okay, I'll cut you off at 45.
Thanks.
You're going to be 44?
Baby. The baby child.
Okay, so let's close on a few other things. One thing that you're going to let go of this year.
I mean, there's things I want to let go of, and I just don't think I'll be able to.
I don't mean like – they don't have to be – physical things.
No, I know.
They could be emotional things.
I know.
Okay.
Like being obsessed. In a weird way, it's like I'm not bothered by people or what they think of me. Like I really get some amusement out of mm-hmm. strangers mm-hmm. like ragging on me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it happens a lot, but it does happen.
Yeah.
But like people in my professional circle,
uh-huh,
I want to let go of that.
Let go of what?
Like assuming the worst and thinking that people, you know, don't like me or don't think I'm smart enough. Like stuff like that where I go, who is this person?
Yeah.
It just started in the past year and I hate it.
But is that coming from you? Or you think that's coming from...
Hell, I hope it's coming from me.
Yeah.
I hope it's not really...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I just, you know, I don't know. I want to let go of that because that's not me.
Uh-huh.
And it bums me out. And it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, to feel like everyone has ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm sure they don't.
I want to stop judging people.
That's kind of funny. How many people are you judging?
A lot. But really? I also judge myself. And it's like, it's really bad.
You don't judge. How do you judge yourself?
Oh, I'm constantly judging myself. Yeah.
I don't think I judge judgmental. People. I don't think I am. That's something I don't really have.
I'm very judgmental. And really? I think I'm making Duran more judgmental too. It's kind of messed up.
Wait, why? Give me an example.
I just think as when you're married to someone, you end up picking up their traits and they pick up yours.
Hmm.
Like he likes, there's like, when I met him, there was really, I don't think there was like one person that he would be like, I don't like that person or whatever. You know, he had more people he liked more than others, of course. But it was like, now, like all the time, I'd be like, I'm out. I don't like that person. I'm like, wait, what? You know, it takes on more of like, I'm like, am I making him into like a judgy little bitch? He's not. He'll never be like as bad as I am. But I would love to let go of that. I would love to not be so judgmental because truly all of that comes from me judging myself and then projecting it out onto other people. And it just doesn't feel good.
No.
It's fun. But again, it's not good for my soul. It's not good for my soul.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is one thing that you're proud of from this year? What's the thing you're most proud of?
I feel like in Q4, I became a better parent.
Q4? In the big 2-5?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah. What does that mean? More patience?
Patience. Tapping in when I really don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
Just slowing down.
Uh-huh.
Slowing down so that they feel like I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
No weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And that I very much so was not like that throughout the summer, the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I just had so
being
many...
aware, I think, of it is
first step. The biggest.
Yeah, just being aware of it because then and acknowledging it and then I think because there is no such thing as perfection. I mean, just like how Heather Taylor said that about her decorating and her business. I just think that's such a through line of life is like nothing is ever perfect.
No.
And if you're at peace with that, then you appreciate everything more.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting though. You get into routines and you've got to consciously stop them. Like on weekends where I'm like, I just want to sit in a clean house. I want it to look like no one lives here.
Yeah.
And I go... That triggers the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The kids feel like I'm not present.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to sit on the couch and like try to teach them how to play Roblox or talk to them about shit I don't necessarily want to talk about.
Well, you don't have to sit on the couch. You could go outside with them too.
Well, I could, but we're not outside, okay? Why don't you go outside and have a picnic?
I hid everything for that party that I threw 2 weeks ago. And I was like hiding pool noodles and everything. And Ron was like, what are you doing? He's like, we have three kids. Like, and I was like, yeah, I know, but I don't want
to look like we live with children.
And I even put like the air filter that was like in the living room away.
I'm like,
I don't want anything.
That's what normal people do.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it. But I guess I think we're going to have a great year. We're going to talk more about, we have a few more episodes before the end of the year. So we're going to,
We need to chip away at it too.
We'll keep touching on it. But I just really wanted to sort of look at it, like big picture, like why does it feel
such a challenge?
Like the same thing every year.
Feels like punishment
at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like punishment. Like,
yeah.
Well, this is your penance for,
penance.
Going crazy all year.
It's like now you should be ashamed of yourself.
It's true.
All right. So, I don't know. I feel like I love my new note cards. Thank you for making them for me.
Hey, thank you for the notes.
I know. I'm trying.
I'm
trying to integrate them in a way that feels like not so like interviewee, but I don't know how good of a job I'm doing.
You're doing a great job.
Am I?
Yeah. This is what you brought to 2025, baby. Structure.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm very proud of you.
Really?
Yeah, I really am. I mean that.
Thanks. Okay. No, thank you. I'm trying. This was a big one to tackle. I mean, this is a more than one episode.
You showed up.
Yeah, but I think we got some good points across. We're gonna start needle pointing and drinking tea. What else? What else did we say? Cooking.
Needle pointing, tea, and cooking.
Yes.
Ugh, God, we sound old.
We're a little old ladies.
Little old lady, pull out the crock pot.
Pull out the crock pot, please.
Let it roast. While I needle point.
I love you.
Don't worry about it.